Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Don't forget to rate these episodes, helps us out significantly. And you know, we know that dogs do incredible work for humans. We know that so many wonderful things. And we're going to chat with a wonderful veteran that has served our country, Jake McCormick. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dr. Christman. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being on the show. And I wanted to have you on to share with my colleagues in the profession a little bit about your story and the strong human-animal bond that you have. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm currently active duty Marine Corps. I'm getting ready to retire in about 6 months. And I spent my entire adult life in the military. And through that time, I married my wonderful wife. We're going on 16 years of marriage. And over the last decade, she's worked in the veterinary industry. And through her, I've had just this incredible exposure to the veterinary community. DVMs, vet techs, CSRs, and it's really impacted me significantly to see the incredible work that goes on behind the scenes, as far as how much it goes into taking care of the animals that we share our homes with every day. And I had a childhood dog growing up. He was a Great Dane Lab mix, and he was my best friend. And that was probably one of the hardest things about joining the military was, there was a long period of time where I didn't have a dog in my life. And so after my wife and I got married, we just started collecting animals. We have 9 now, 5 dogs and 4 cats, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
I'm glad. So I'm not the crazy one having 5 dachshunds then. So.
No, not at all. I'd have more if my wife didn't wave me off all the time.
Right. So what is that like in terms of, on your deployments? And you must get one heck of a greeting when you come home.
Well, I did 2 deployments to Iraq in 2005 and again in the end of 2006 and 2007. And I was still single at the time. I didn't marry my wife till after I got home from my deployments. And it wasn't until we were stationed in Dallas, Texas on recruiting duty that we actually had one of our cats show up randomly at our doorstep one night. And we didn't know if it was somebody else's cat or anything like that. And then, so we ended up adopting him. We scanned for a microchip and it just kind of snowballed from there. But I've done a lot of training evolutions where I've been gone for a month or so and I come home and I just get mobbed, they knocking me over at the door. And that's probably the greatest part about coming home after any extended length of time.
Right. And what does that do for you knowing that, you're home with the dogs and the cats, and how does that make you feel what do they do for you?
It's, I'll try not to get emotional. I can't guarantee anything though. I lost, 7 guys when I was deployed and I've dealt with, PTSD, depression, anxiety, kind of the whole gamut. And there's just, it's kind of hard to put into words. When I get home and I'm around my family and my animals, the calm that kind of comes over me, kind of sense of just being okay. And, having that in my life, especially when I'm having really tough moments, it's incredibly impactful. And it kind of, gives me the motivation to keep going every day, because I'm a firm believer. We don't deserve animals. Right. They're the greatest thing in the world. And they truly are the best part of my life every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so nice. Thank you for sharing that. And so you have so many of them. Is there a particular one? We talk about like heart dogs and heart cats, like one that really gets you and is attached to you, just understands your wants and needs and your emotions. Do you have a couple of those at home?
I do. And that's where it's going to get hard, because my my heart dog, Onyx. I just had lost him a week ago.
Oh.
He had hemangiosarcoma. We didn't know it, and he had TPLO surgery done in December, and we did a full workup on him, and he did great through that surgery and recovered really well. And a couple weeks ago, we noticed some blood in the white of his eye, and he was still acting normal. He wasn't lethargic. He was eating fine. His energy level was good, and we took him into our vet and, you know, did a full gamut of testing. You know, initially she thought it might be a tick-borne disease or an immune disease, because he had a golden, he's a mixed breed, but he has a lot of golden retriever in him. Mm-hmm. And his no eye damage, no trauma or anything there, but it ended up coming back that his blood platelet level was really low and his hemocrit was really low. So we started him on antibiotics and steroids. And he kind of stopped eating, got lethargic, and we kept testing him. The tick-borne disease came back negative, and when that came back negative, we kind of thought it was an immune thing, and his energy actually picked up. We were boiling chicken because that was about the only thing he could eat, and our vet suggested that we get some imaging done, and we took him in for x-rays on his chest, and he had metastasized cancer all over his lungs. It looked like a snowstorm. Oh. And
yeah,
that guy, ooh,
I know,
he was my best friend. And the hardest part about it is we had Lap of Love come to the house because he was too weak to pick his head up off the couch. And Dr. June Wiley came to the house, and I broke down multiple times. And even in that moment when I knew he was in pain, when I was crying, he picked up his head and put his head in my lap because he didn't want me to be sad.
Right.
So absolutely, he was my heart dog.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss. I really am. And they're so connected to you. Like he said, Dad, I'm going to be okay. You know, I don't want you to be upset. But obviously he did the right thing with him. He'd given him a life that was just incredible. And like I said, all my pet parents too, it's like, it's so hard when you're grieving right now, but you want to take all that love and all those memories and you want to take that with you and kind of channel that with your other fur babies and everything that you do every day. And I need to hear those words a lot myself, you know? And so it's not easy, but thank you for sharing that. Cause they're everything to you. They really are. And it just, I had a beagle that was 8 and he was my heart dog, Charlie. And he passed away from hemangiosarcoma too. And it came out of nowhere. And that's what's scary sometimes. And we talk a lot about this in veterinary medicine. We try to educate pet parents, but sometimes you just don't know. You just don't have no friggin' idea, you know? Yeah. So, but I'm so sorry about that. So I see that in the background to the listeners. I know I see something really stinking cute in the background. It looks like it might be a French bulldog statue. I'm not sure, but talk to me about that.
Yeah, that's we have 3 French bulldogs, and we're talking about heart dogs. My other heart dog is Axel. He's actually sitting right down here in his dog bed. He's my sidekick. I have a backpack he wears, or I wear, and he rides around with me and goes mountain biking, stand up paddle boarding. I had a Harley Davidson that he rode on the back of. So, I mean, he literally goes everywhere with me. And Axel and Onyx were my boys. They were, you know, my shadows, and they stick everywhere with me. So,
right. Oh, I love that. I wanted you to have you on the show to the listeners tuning in, and I'm going to get emotional now, but it's important for us in this profession to hear our why. And you are I'm speaking on behalf of the profession. You are the why. You are exactly why we do what we do every day. in veterinary medicine. And sometimes it's easy for us to lose focus, just like you were talking about mental health, as you know, and because you have, your wife is in the business and knows that it's a big thing. And to hear that story and you sharing what you're doing and being a Marine, it makes me so proud to be a veterinarian, and realizing that, yeah, I mean, there's going to be highs and lows of what we do, but the human animal bond is so strong and so special and sacred that I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change it for the world. It's wonderful. So
I thank you. I don't feel like I deserve any of the praise that you're giving to me. It's that I feel really lucky, incredibly lucky, that I've had the opportunity to interact with the DVM community, because yeah, I've seen so many parallels between the struggles that DVMs have with mental health and resiliency, and the same struggles that the veteran community goes through.
Right.
And I try to, every opportunity I have to talk to a DVM, I try to let them know that they matter, that right, there are literally millions of people in this country that are so thankful for what you guys have chosen to do with your lives, because I have seen firsthand the verbal abuse that veterinary hospitals can take because of, you know, clients that don't understand the cost of medicine. They don't understand the things that go into taking care of animals, or being accused that they don't care about animals because of a high bill cost. And it's almost like there's this expectation that medicine is done for free. And it's just, so I do my best to educate people who aren't connected to the veterinary community to make them kind of understand what goes into that. And then every opportunity I get, I try to let DVMs know that what they're doing matters, and that their chosen purpose and their passion, it's truly thankless, but there are so many people in this world that are incredibly thankful for what you guys do on a daily basis.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for noticing and being such an advocate for us. I almost feel like there's something here that we have going on, Jake, like maybe we should have a greater discussion at like live events or webinars, like veterans and veterinarians, like something like that, you know, because I know it's different playing fields that we're in, but it's very similar to what we struggle with. But yet what binds us together are animals, you know? So yeah. I just find that there's like a really interesting thread that's there. So I think we might need to have you back, Jake. What do you say?
I would absolutely love to.
Yeah. Be great. So where can our listeners learn more about you? By the way, the listeners, you got to check out the Fur Baby. So I know you're on Instagram. So tell everybody where your Instagram is.
So it's Axel_and _Jake. Like I said, I'm transitioning out of the military in about 6 months. And the question I get on a daily basis is, what are you going to do? What's your next step? And it's hard to say that, because it's like being in high school again, trying to figure out what I'm going to do when I grow up. You know, I never meant to make the military career, it just kind of happened. And so I've had the opportunity to, like I said, get exposure to the veterinary industry. And I don't know where I fit in exactly, but I know my passion is animals, and I know I'd really like to be a part of the veterinary industry in some way, shape, or form. If I don't know how I can provide value, I don't know how, but I would love to be a part of the community, because being at events like WVC and Fetch in Kansas City, where we initially met, there's not a lot of places where I feel comfortable around large groups of people. Yeah, I know a lot of veterans face that, and being around veterinarians and people that love animals, it kind of drops anxiety, because I know I'm around people that share common values and share the same kind of interests and passions that I do. And that's really special to me. So that's where you can find us. We're interns for Veterinary Practice Partners, my wife's company. I'm not a paid or anything. I just love being around animals, so it gives me an excuse to get to spend more time with DVMs and everybody else. And that's about it. I mean, I'm I'm just a crayon eater. I you know, that's what they say Marines do. We eat crayons and lick windows. So that's where you can find us. And yeah, hopefully, you know, there's an opportunity for me to get in. I mean, I'll clean kennels. That's probably about all I'm rated to do. But if that's where I can find myself in the vet industry, I'll do it.
I'm sure somebody will be honored to have you, whether it be in the veterinary hospital setting or elsewhere in this profession. So you definitely have a home here for sure. So thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you for protecting our country, by the way, and all your great service. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Dr. Christman, and thank you everybody for being people worth protecting. That's the best way I can say it is, you know, we all have chosen paths and chosen professions. I just felt like it was my duty to serve the military, and I'm not special. I'm not, you know, different than anybody else. And it fit for me. And so continue to be people worth fighting for, and there's going to be people willing to stand up and fight.
There you go. That's it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jake McCormack. Thanks for being on the show. And everyone else, thanks for tuning in. If you want to learn more about Jake, we're going to have it in the show notes along with this podcast, so you can always check that out. Again, don't forget to rate this episode. I think it's wonderful. My gosh, one of the most authentic ones we've had in a long time. And we'll see you next week right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.